MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. Creating processes that promote learning, trust, and adaptability between customers and suppliers can help both be more competitive. Rethinking the relationship between customers and suppliers. Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Operations. How can companies collaborate effectively when the business environment is changing rapidly? Research by F. Assis Martinez Jerez of the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business looked at successful and unsuccessful initiatives of strategic partnership between suppliers and customers in a variety of industries. What he found is that some innovative companies are attempting to redefine the parameters of strategic partnerships as we know them, navigating between the risk of being exploited by an opportunistic partner and the risk of being trapped in the rigidities of vertical integration, according to his article, Rewriting the Playbook for Corporate Partnerships, in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. Typically, he writes, companies with outside partners rely on simple tools, such as service-level agreements, which specify what is expected from each party and provide for performance standards to assess compliance. But in rapidly changing business environments, where companies are making decisions every day about how to evolve their products and services to surpass their customers' expectations, such agreements can have limited effect. Traditional relationships are often based on assuming that each party acts in their own self-interest. They share information on a need-to-know basis, and if there's more trust involved, they establish a more formal vertical integration of processes. But, Martinez Jerez notes, the cost of vertical integration is often considered too high in light of the technology and business risks. What's more, changes in the talent market have shifted the balance towards flexible partnerships. Many high-caliber professionals prefer environments in which they can learn and grow by working with leaders in their field. Martinez Jerez says that today's business climate calls for a new institutional framework. What he proposes is a structure he calls adaptive strategic partnerships, which leverage the resources and capabilities of both customers and suppliers. Adaptive strategic partnerships affect how companies work together when it comes to information, collaboration mechanisms, and incentives. Having common information, for instance, allows partners to solve problems together and allows suppliers to anticipate and define customer needs, Martinez Jerez writes. As well, to make adaptive strategic partnerships work, the collaboration mechanisms need to be redrawn to promote learning, trust, and adaptability. The inspiring principle should be trust and verify rather than codify and enforce, as is the case in the traditional customer-vendor relationship. Incentives also are handled differently in the more flexible and trust-based partnership. Relationships between companies and their suppliers and customers frequently break down, Martinez Jerez writes, because of disputes over what is seen as an attempt by the other side to capture an unfair share of value. Adaptive strategic partnerships encourage incentive systems that support innovation and the partnership's success, with incentives that tend to be flatter and more linked to the totality of the relationship and the value and profits the relationship generates. As an example, Martinez Jerez details how Carrefour SA, the French retail chain, redesigned its purchasing process. He writes, under the old system, Carrefour set an annual list price and negotiated individual promotions with consumer packaged goods manufacturers. However, that approach prevented the retailer and its suppliers from collaborating on market intelligence and created an adversarial dynamic. Carrefour pushed to get as many promotional dollars as possible from the manufacturers. The manufacturers, in turn, aimed to minimize that amount while keeping Carrefour happy. Under the new arrangement, Carrefour awards decision rights typically assumed by the retailer to one supplier, or category captain, in each product category. That supplier has access to sales information for the category and decides which products and formats Carrefour will carry, as well as the shelf space and location of each product. In exchange, the suppliers commit to an annual target for the total margin generated by the category. Martinez Jerez concedes that this kind of openness is counterintuitive for many managers. Adaptive strategic partnerships break some traditional rules of business relationships by outsourcing core capabilities to partners and being somewhat loose in specifying what the partners are expected to do, he writes. As a result, building such partnerships can be more easily said than done. But for companies in fluid environments, these partnerships offer opportunities for strategic leadership and adaptability. This article draws from Rewriting the Playbook for Corporate Partnerships by F. Assis Martinez-Jerez, which appeared in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.